Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. Oh yes, they are chanting my name. Can you hear it? Roland, Roland, Roland. I had no idea that episode 50 would be such a big deal. But welcome to episode 50 of the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. Looking forward to a great time together today for this special show. I am very happy to have reached this milestone in the podcast. And you are a part of it. Listen to the crowd. Thanks for being here. Get caught up in the excitement. Let's run together. Let's have some fun together. Great to have you here with me. Welcome to episode 50, entitled In It for the Long Run. Oh, wow. I wish you could see what I'm seeing. These two huge Canadian geese are right here on the street where I turn at the corner. Good morning, can you squawk for me? Can you squawk? Oh, they didn't squawk. I just remembered I forgot my telephone too. Well, we're gonna trust that things will be okay this morning. It's good to have you with me for this celebration episode, is what I'm calling it. I'm glad you've decided to join me today. Forgive me for the self-gratifying chant that we opened up with. That, of course, was with my tongue firmly in my cheek. There were no crowds yelling my name, but that's okay. I don't have to have crowds yelling my name as long as I've got you listening today. Just want you to know I appreciate it. But as I was looking for some type of cheer, I knew I wanted to use it in this episode. I came across that one and thought, wow, with just a little bit of imagination, it sounds like they're yelling my name. So, forgive me for that, but it was actually done in fun, which I know you knew that. As I came out this morning, this is the coldest morning we've had. Coolest morning we've had in, I don't know, several weeks anyway. It's 42 degrees. They were calling for it to be 40, no, 30. They were calling for it to be 36 last night, possibly. But it's about 6:30 right now. The sun is absolutely beautiful as it's beginning to come up very well. Sky's got very high, lazy looking long clouds. I'm not sure what you call them, but sky's generally speaking is clear. It's going to be a beautiful day up around 75 today. But it's a little cool this morning. We actually had to take and cover up some plants with newspaper. Took the mulch and put over the newspaper and That way you keep the frost, which they potentially were calling for, off of the plants that can't take frost. And we had already set out plants that can't take frost. I'll tell you about that in just a second. But I remember when Cindy and I lived in our last house, we had set out azaleas, which grow in this area. They grow a lot better down east where we're from. There you have azalea bushes that are literally 7 feet tall, 10 feet wide. That's no exaggeration. That's truthful. That's the truth. Flowers almost as big as my hand. Greenfield Park in Wilmington, we used to do quite a few races. The lake there is just covered with azaleas all around it. Pine trees, cypress trees in the water. Beautiful place. And matter of fact, they had the Azalea Festival 2 weeks ago, I think, which is a very big deal in that area. And it's sort of a state-known festival, one of the oldest, I would assume. But anyway, we'd set out azaleas, small ones. So I got the bright idea, we can't get paper to fit over them. Why don't we take and put grocery bags over them, plastic bags? And so, being the genius that I am, that's what we proceeded to do. The next morning, when we went out to take the bags off, everywhere the plastic was touching a leaf and frost had settled, which was virtually everywhere, it had burned a plant. So, I think a few of them died. And some of them were just really, really ugly until their death or until the next year when they came out. So don't use plastic bags on your azaleas. Newspaper works fine. Take some mulch, throw up around that. And that's what we did last night. And actually put paper grocery bags over the roses, which are budding. They're not blooming really, but they're just full of a bunch of buds. So they'll soon have roses on them. I've got three. Had four, but one of them died toward the end of the summer last year. I don't know why. But I did want to tell you that we had to cover up some begonias and a couple of other butterfly attracting plants, which we've never done before, and I'm not familiar with the names right at the moment. And we covered those up with the paper, took the mulch, put around the newspaper to protect them. So, and evidently they were fine. We have a little bit of frost on the cars, on the mailboxes. I don't really see any on the grass. A little bit on the rooftops, I can see that. So it's a nice cool morning. Today is the 29th of April. You would think by now, 2010, you would think by now that all frost was over, but evidently not. But I want to let you know that not only did we plant the flowers, we have planted peppers. I planted bell peppers this year as well, as jalapeno peppers, and some banana peppers, and then tomatoes. And I've taken the recycle bins, planted my tomatoes in those, took other pots and things and planted the plants in various ways in various pots. Got just a few in the ground around the shrubbery. So we'll see how they do. I know they survived the frost. We actually pulled the ones in the planters or the containers. We actually pulled those under the porch. And we'll have to pull those back out in a bit. I'll let Cindy do that when I have to leave. So we will have peppers. Want to let you know, I had a total of 4 pepper plants last year. This year I've got 18, total of 20. So I've planted 5 times more. And we hope to be updating you on the jalapenos. And I'm eating the last jar of jalapenos that I fixed last year. They're sliced. So they've been canned now for 7-8 months. And let me tell you, they are so good. They are really, really good. And I found that the longer you can let them remain in the jar, and if you can refrigerate them before you begin to eat them, that makes them best. But this year we hope to add some banana peppers in the mix and Not sure if we get a bunch of bell pepper, what I'll do with it, but we'll let you know. So today is going to shape out to be a beautiful day. I have been excited about this episode for a long time, and again, I'm just thrilled that you've joined me. Thank you for downloading, getting it in your iPod or MP3 player, listening. You might be listening on your computer. Wherever you're listening, I want to say thanks and welcome to the show. If you are new to the program, I want to welcome you as well and thank you for taking time to run a little bit with me. I think you'll find the show interesting. I hope you'll find the show interesting. And we're just glad that you decided to join us as well. Let me give you some updates and then tell you a bit about what I hope to do today. Let me update you on the new bed, dresser, chest of drawers that we bought. We love it. I've gotten used to it being larger than a standard bed. It's a queen. And the mattress being brand new and a nicer mattress sleeps very well. So the update on the bed is good. I was having a little bit of discomfort pain between my shoulder blades up into my neck. Pretty sure it was the mattress. That has disappeared. So I wanted to give you an update on the bed we spoke about a few weeks back. So far, so good. Morning, training wise, we've had a good week. 2 sevens, I think it was 2 sevens and an eight, Sunday through Saturday last week. A little bit more than that on each run, so we covered 23, just over 23 miles, 23 and a half, something like that. So we're getting back on speed with the training. That's the first 20-mile week that I've had since the marathon 6 weeks ago. And we should do just a wee bit better than that this week. I ran an 8 earlier in the week, and today we're planning to do a 6 or a 7. Today's Thursday. Saturday we'll do an 8. And that'll put us up to about what we did this past week, or maybe a mile more. So I'm getting back to where I want to be as far as the average for the week. Now, I've got a 10K coming up at the end of June, and I've decided to hold my mileage to 10 miles a week in the long run, to 110 miler, and go up to 12 after the 10K. The next race will be, Lord willing, the half marathon. So we're not going to go up to 12 yet, but we'll be working up to 10 and doing about a 6 week program, I think, to get ready for the 10K, assuming that the legs stay in good shape and still having just a little bit of discomfort with my right hip. Not really when I run, but when I bend the leg at a severe angle. And so far, it's not impacted the running. And it feels better. It definitely is improving. No question of that. Even with the, what for me is a moderate amount of running, it's still getting better. So I really believe that before long, that will be completely healed over, because we're not doing anything stupid at the moment. Just trying to get by. Last call for the American Lung Association donations. If you could get that to me by May 7th, or get it to the American Lung Association by May 7th, you can go to the blog at the top or to the left, and you can click on the link and make a donation in support of the marathon effort a few weeks back and in memory of my dad. And I will give one final update after the 7th, whatever episode we record at that point. We will do that and give you that information. I'm not sure how much we've raised. I don't know if we've raised more since I announced the around $600 that we had raised. But if that changes, I'll be sure to let you know. But I'll report to you later. Speaking of the blog, I've got some countdown timers there for couple of upcoming races for the Fun Fourth 10K and also for the Cannonball Half. Fun Fourth is the end of June. Cannonball Half is in October. And I may be sneaking in the Warren Reese 5K here in High Point in September. But I put counters there, counting down. And if you happen to have a blog and you would like to have counters leading up to big events or important races, that type of thing, if you go to the blog, just click on the clock there, the counter near the top of the page. Click on one of the counters. That should take you to, I believe it's Kanto.com. That's pretty ingenious, isn't it? Kanto.com. But anyway, you can set up your own counters and you can change colors, fonts, size, all that stuff. So I would encourage you to do that if you want to add that to your blog, or you might be able to add the code to email. I don't know, but anyway, you can check that out. Very easy to use. Click it. It's easy and it's fun. While you're at the blog, take the survey that we have there on the left-hand side as well every month or two, and we'll give you an update on what those results are when that survey comes to a close, and then we'll put up a new survey. There are pictures and links to race reports. Had a new race report from Connie, Ohio Cowgirl, and while I will not share the race report here on this episode, I mean next episode, I do have it at the race page. So if you go to the blog, look on the left-hand side, click on listener race reports, you can find that there. Good morning. Another update that I want to share with you is an update that I'm aware of that is very, very neat. Buckeye Outdoors, where you can go, and if you have a Garmin, it'll sync with your Garmin, and you can also have the information you put in it, where you record your runs and your races and things like that. You can have it to sync with your Facebook page, with Twitter, and they've recently gone through an extensive overhaul, which I like a lot. But if you go to BuckeyeOutdoors.com, if you don't have anywhere that you're putting your training information on the web, it's web-based, then I would suggest Buckeye. If you want to see what's going on with me, and I don't know that you would, but if you do, by some chance you get bored and wonder, well, what's rolling and running this week, if you go to the Buckeye log, can't remember exactly how to do it, but search for the 20-minute runner, THE 20-minute runner, and you can see my account and actually see the workouts and things of that nature. So, but for yourself, I would encourage you to check it out if you're not doing it. Now me, I also write mine in a log because I'm fearful that if their site crashed or whatever, I would lose at least even the basic information. And I don't want to do that, obviously, so I write mine down. And then as soon as I can get to it, I'll go to Buckeye, put the information in. And I would recommend that you use Buckeye. If you don't, something that's worth checking out. Another update about Sammy. It's been probably 10 days since I talked to him, although I had an email from his son Austin yesterday. But Sammy, last time I talked with him, he was still getting in some time where he's running, walking there behind his house. And so, Sammy, if you happen to hear this episode, I'm looking forward to the day when you and I can get out and run together, even if it's just a couple miles. And that would be the first time in between 30 and 35 years, probably 31, 32, something like that. So I want to encourage Sammy to continue running. And if you're running, just beginning running, I should say, I want to encourage you. You can do it. You can make it. And I promise you, you will succeed. Just take your time, develop a plan, be consistent. You will be running. And you'll be running further than you might feel like you can at the moment. If you're starting out, hang in there. benefits are more than worth it. Just be smart, take your time, and you'll make it. Same thing for Sam, even though he ran years ago. Ran a marathon, actually. But yeah, starting over is literally starting over. And so he asked me a little bit about what I thought and what he should do, and I shared my thoughts with him. Not that I'm an expert, because I'm not, but told him what I felt like would work, what wouldn't work. And if I get home and he and I get to run together, yes sir, you believe I will be recording. And we'll be sharing that with you upcoming episode. Now that's not planned, and I don't know what he's doing at the moment, but last time I talked to him, he was still working in some short periods of running in with his walks there in the Pocosin behind his house. And if you're wondering what the Pocosin is, go to the blog last week, listen to episode 49, The Black Dirt of Home. I thought that was a pretty neat name. Anyway, alright, I want to share with you what this show's format is going to be. I'm going to share some audio today from some fellow podcasters. We'll sprinkle those throughout the show. Listener email. All of it related to this being the 50th episode of the show. And I'll share all that with you as we go through the show. Now, other than email, the audio clips are self-explanatory. And so, just want to share that with you and thank those who sent me anything at all to share in this episode as we celebrate hitting number 50. I want to thank Coach Jeff for reminding me of what's important in this podcast community. He was sharing last couple of episodes back about that the podcast is to entertain and to help you pass time. It's not so much about being an expert or being able to tell you exactly how to do whatever relative to your running. And I agree with him on that. But he reminded me that the podcast is about just passing time together. And it's about life. And it really helped me to refocus. Not that I wasn't focused, but that this podcast, my show, at least, it's a podcast about life that we happen to do while we're running. That doesn't mean we don't record information about running, or that I don't share information that I think would be helpful to you in your running program. But I'm no expert. It's more about my life. And as I think about that, what a great way to record almost a year of my life now. Every week I recorded not just racing information or running information, but I've also recorded life events. And to go back now, although I haven't done it in a while, and to pick up some of the earlier episodes, it's like, oh yeah, I remember that. I remember that incident happening in our family, or yeah, I remember that that was going on in our community. So the podcast is more about life. We happen to cover subjects about running, but just as much, we just share with you what's going on. I just share with you what's going on in my life. If it's running with my brother or planting peppers or what's going on at work occasionally, then so be it. But we certainly will try to sprinkle in some information on running and some encouragement relative to that as well. So I just want to share that with you today. That's why we're doing this. Coach Jeff, I want to thank you for that.
Well, hey there, Roland. It's Jeff Smith calling from Brisbane, Australia, all the way down the bottom of the world. And I just thought I would send you a bit of an audio clip to say absolutely congratulations on reaching your 50th episode. And that, I think, is a great achievement. and what you're doing is absolutely fantastic. You know, we are absolutely loving your show. You're doing a great job with it. You're really relaying the spirit of running, and in particular, as I said before, the spirit of the marathon. So keep up the fantastic work. Keep those shows coming. I know I look forward to going for a run with you each and every week, even though we are thousands of kilometers apart. I really do consider that we are running together when I've got your show playing in my ears as we run. So keep on running, keep up the great work, and we look forward to receiving another 50 installments of the 20-Minute Runner. Bye for now.
And I also want to thank you, the listeners, for the time you spent with me, and I hope we'll continue to do so. And Coach Jeff, I want to thank you for the plug you gave the 20-Minute Runner podcast on your show as well. And as I was talking a moment ago, we basically are speaking about life on this show, just everyday things, some trivial, some funny, some serious, some not funny at all. But life is really about celebrating, and life is really about, if you can, enjoying the things that you have. And if it could be described as music, which some people use that allegorical term to describe life, then we need to enjoy the music.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy the music. Oh, enjoy the music. Match the rhythm to the beat, get the motion off your seat. I bet you wonder what's the beat. Oh, get out of the trance, this is time for you to dance. It could be your only chance. Oh, you can take it however you want. You can listen, you can dance or sing. You in the swing, I bet you're gonna want some more, and then you'll realize you don't have to have a sense of time, you don't even have to know the rhyme. But whatever you do, enjoy the music. Mm-hmm. Let the rhythm move your soul. Enjoy the music, oh, let it shadow your control. I put my rhythm to the test, so you get on with the rest. Together we can be the best. Oh, let the rhythm be the code to take away all the load. Put yourself in the mode. Oh, you can take it however you want. Let the rhythm put you in the swing. I bet you're gonna want some more. And then you'll realize you don't have to have a sense of time. You don't even have to know the rhyme. But whatever you do, enjoy the music. Let the rhythm move your soul. Enjoy the music. Oh, let it shadow your control. So I say, come on, don't be lazy. And people think you're crazy. Get your fire blazing. Oh, come on, don't you be shy. Make this the time of your life. Music ain't no sacrifice. You can take it however you want. You can listen, you can dance or sing. Let the rhythm put you in the swing. I bet you're gonna want some more. Wow! And then you'll realize you don't have to have a sense of time. You don't have to know the rhyme. But whatever you do, ow! And mistake. Oh, let it shadow your control. Mm-hmm, yeah, yeah. Enjoy the music. Oh, let the rhythm move your soul. Enjoy the music. Oh, let it shadow your control. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Enjoy the music. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Enjoy the music. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Enjoy the music. Oh, enjoy the music.
What are some of the things that I celebrate today? You say, well, Roland, this is about celebrating life. Yeah, it is. And it's about, of course, 50 episodes too, but what are some things that I celebrate? Well, I do want to celebrate 50 episodes and the virtual running community, more specifically. The virtual running community is so critically important as we network through this medium of podcasting and internet, things like that. So I celebrate the virtual running community, the RunNet community, of which I am very privileged to be just a very, very small player in that. But that's what we're celebrating today. I celebrate health and the ability to get out and to run, to enjoy it, because I know there are people that can't. Some people won't, some people can't, but so far I've been able to enjoy it, enjoy the running, although pain comes with that, as you're well aware. But along with the pain comes great joy that, hey, I'm moving, and it doesn't matter how fast I'm moving, how slowly I'm moving, we're moving. That's good. That's always good. So I really want to celebrate that and celebrate sharing it with you as you listen. How fulfilling is that? I can't describe it, folks. Can't describe how much I enjoy and appreciate you listening. And I want to celebrate that. I celebrate family today. Celebrate my wife and celebrate my family, my brothers, my sister, my mom, my in-laws, who are great people as well. I thank God that even though I come from a broken home, my dad was an alcoholic and my parents divorced when I was 2 and went to live with an aunt until I was about 4 or 5, back with my dad at that point, he was drinking again, remarried. And 9 or 10, after a custody hearing, I was given over to my mother, which was very, very difficult. When the judge asked me, who did I want to live with, my mother or my dad? And I'm 9 years old. I told her I didn't know. I loved them both. And at that age, I couldn't realize the problems that my dad was really dealing with. Of course, now I know more than I really ever needed to know, but that's life. But in spite of all that, I have a good marriage. I celebrate that. I have a good family. I celebrate that. And we're as close as we've ever been in a lot of ways. And I celebrate family today. Another thing I celebrate is my faith. Being an evangelical Christian in the Wesleyan Church and being called to ministry, I celebrate that. I know that if that were not a call in my life, I would not be able to do it. Ministry is not something where you simply get up and decide, hey, what can I make the most money doing, or what's the most prestigious thing? It's not like that. You have a sense of call in your life. And I certainly have sensed that, continue to do so. I couldn't do anything else, to be quite frank. Now, I could be involved in, I'm very, very open to being involved in different areas of ministry, which what I do is not typical for most people in full-time Christian service, but it's still ministry. I celebrate that. I thank God for that, and I don't apologize for that. That's who I am, and I celebrate my faith, the hope that it brings. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. It talks about our hope, one place among many. My hope is not in the economy or the government, although I certainly want to place hope in them. But my hope is in God Himself, and that's who I'm trusting. I celebrate faith. I celebrate still living in the greatest country in the world. With all of our problems, all of our difficulties, the United States is still the greatest country in my mind that's ever existed and that perhaps ever will exist. And while, quite frankly, there are things I'm concerned about, the direction of our country, things that have been happening, I still celebrate being able to live here. When I hear stories about what's going on in other countries, and when I know that we have men and women who are fighting and still dying to protect our freedoms, I thank God every day. Lord, help me to not take for granted that I live in the United States. In spite of our squabbling and difficulties and loss of direction at times, at least that's the way I see it. You might not, and that's okay. I'm not talking politics here. But in spite of any concerns I may have, there's no question that this is still the greatest country in the world to live in. And I celebrate living here in the United States. I celebrate learning. And while I'm no scholar, I celebrate the fact that for some reason I was able to achieve a education, graduate, postgraduate. Thank God for that. And for the learning that continues, being able to read, I celebrate that. I love to read. Fantasy, history, sci-fi, Christian, religious literature in general, I celebrate being able to read that. I celebrate learning in the sense of writing, the writing course I'm taking. And I'm just so thankful for it, because so many people aren't able to do things that I'm able to do. I celebrate learning in the sense of exploring my passions. When I began this podcast just about a year ago, it was just a hobby. I wanted to see if I could do it. And obviously it can be done. And although it's not professional by any means, your response tells me that, hey Roland, you've learned at least how to put a podcast together if you don't know anything else. If the content is not that great, at least you come back to listen, and I thank you for that. And I celebrate learning through writing and reading, exploring passions and hobbies. Other hobbies that I have are coin collecting, and I enjoy messing with the computer, and I just enjoy life in general. And I'm thankful. It doesn't mean it's always easy. Cindy has some health concerns, and life's difficult. Financially, things can get tight, but we're blessed. And I celebrate all those things that I've shared. What do you celebrate today? What things in life are you thankful for? What music do you hear in your life? What do you enjoy? Embrace it. Go after it. Pursue your passions. If they're running, pursue it the best you can. If it's being a good parent, learn all you can and pursue that. If it's a number of other things, whatever it is, pursue those things. Enjoy your life. Enjoy the music, so to speak. And celebrate those things that you're thankful for, just as what I just said.
Hello Roland, Nigel here from the Running From The Reaper podcast. Just wanted to call in and congratulate you on 50 episodes of the 20 Minute Runner. I think it's an outstanding achievement. I know how much effort and time goes into producing podcasts, so I must congratulate you on that achievement, and for the contribution that you make to the online running community through your running podcasts. Really is appreciated. So congratulations again, and here's to another 50. Take care. Bye for now.
Okay. We have been running for 41 minutes, 5 seconds. We've covered 4.3 miles. So we're humming along at just under a 10-minute pace. I've been feeling very good about the running the last several days, and feel like I'm finally getting over the marathon completely. As I said, the hip was virtually non-issue. Continues to improve, knock on wood. The left knee, occasionally I can feel that, but not, I mean, you know, the next morning it's gone. So again, I think it's just my knees telling me, hey, we're moving again. I usually rank my runs on 1 to 10. In my journal, I'll put the number and circle it. And on the online log at Buckeye, most of the time I do that. Sometimes I forget. But this week, on a scale of 1 to 10, every run's been a 9. And I'm feeling pretty good today. The sky is absolutely brilliant. Sun's up. And as I am circling the shopping center, I feel like this could be a 9, maybe an 8. Now, I know it'll happen. Inevitably, the next one will be a 4 or a 5. You know, some days you get out and run, it just doesn't work. But so far today, we're feeling good. Thank you for all the emails that you send. And I want to share one with you, which I appreciate very much. Roland, can't tell you how much I enjoy your podcast. I feel like I have a friend in North Carolina, even though we've never met. I appreciate your love for running and life in general. Your generous spirit is contagious. I will be observing a milestone myself on April 29th. Incidentally, that's today. I will be running in the local 5K near my home in Newark, Delaware. It is not my first race. However, it is my first race in 15 plus years. I know I will finish because I have run, walked 8 miles the last 2 Saturdays and then been putting in around 20 miles a week for the last 6 weeks. I don't know what my racing future holds for a while, but it will be fun just to get back to racing. Keep up the great work, Roland, and congratulations again, Bill Lynn. Bill, thank you for those kind words and encouragement. And as I said in the email I sent back to you, of course, by the time you hear this, your race is over. I'm sure you ran well, I'm sure you ran strong, and I'm sure you sense, as you should, a great sense of accomplishment in running your first 5K, first race even, in over 15 years. Journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, first step, my friend, and you've taken that step. Thanks for the email. All right, we're getting ready to put another one in the books here in just 2 or 3 tenths. I just ran the last 2 hills, including the larger hill. Man, I'll tell you that, a little bit taxing this morning, but I'm feeling okay. Incidentally, I retired the Loco Perfectos, the second and last pair of those. So unless Loco goes back to making shoes instead of just promoting races, I've worn my last pair. But if they begin making shoes again, I'll be one of the first ones to order a pair. I want to thank everybody who sent me an encouraging message, whether by email or audio clip. I mean this sincerely. You are the reason that I continue to do this. Your feedback, which enables me to feed back to you via email or even I can feed back to you in the podcast is what keeps this thing going. And I really appreciate you for listening. I've enjoyed this journey, and Lord willing, I hope to do 50 more. This episode has been especially fun putting together, although it required more time than usual because it has a few more little bells and whistles that I added to it. And if you continue to enjoy the podcast, would you do me a favor? Send your friends over to the blog, iTunes, whatever, and tell them to give us a listen. To download the latest episode or two and see what they think. And I'm always open to comments, feedback, things like that. You can email me from the blog or just go to 20minuterunner@gmail.com. 20runner@gmail.com. Send me your thoughts about anything, questions you may have, things like that. Send me an audio clip of your race or thoughts. Send me some photographs of your most recent race, along with a report. We'll be glad to pass that on to our listeners in a later episode. Okay, I think we're getting ready to stop. Yes. Okay. We ran 7.209 miles, 1 hour, 7 minutes, 45 seconds. Let's see. Average pace of 9:23. So, it's not bad. Pretty good, I think. At least for me. I did want to let you know that I have begun doing the core exercises again. And that includes the Magic 6. I did put a link to that at the blog last time, using the bucket for the quads and shins rather than the other exercises that I was doing, which seemed to be aggravating the hip and the knee. So I've gone back to that, push-ups, butterfly crunches, sit-ups, things of that nature. I encourage you to do that if you're not doing so. I believe it'll really help your running, give you strength, help you maintain your form, things like that. All of the things that were mentioned in the show today, you can go to the blog and find links to it, whether it would be the shows for my buddies who sent the audio clips, or links to the music, even links to the sound clips, the ones that I could link to. So, that being said, I'm going to get back to the house, get Odie, walk in a few minutes, and get ready to go to the office. It's been a great run. Glad to have had you along. It's been a great ride, folks. And Lord willing, I am in it for the long haul, and I want to hear from you. Let me know your thoughts. So let's continue to celebrate as we send things out. Thanks again for being here. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Hello, Roland. This is Matt, a.k.a. Digger from the Run Digger Run podcast, and I am more than happy to send a note to you and share in celebration of your 50th episode. I can't believe it. I'm not even up to 50. I just published 43, and since, of course, I went to a bi-weekly format on Run Digger Run, good on you, Roland, for pumping out an episode every week. I, quite frankly, started to do that when I started my show, and I just couldn't keep up. I was not efficient enough with my time to continue to make that happen. But I think it's wonderful that you have 50 episodes out. I think it's wonderful that you have grown your audience and shared your perspective and your experience on running, as well as running a marathon recently, a wonderful achievement on your part. And I also want to thank you, and I will save this publicly, even though it is a bit of a private matter, that for those of you who were aware that I lost my dad last September, Roland was very supportive. And I just want to say publicly thank you, Roland, for that, because it meant a lot. And I appreciated it very much. This RunNet community that we are all loosely affiliated with is a wonderful thing. And it's amazing to think, for your listeners and for yourself, how many podcasts there were, say, a year or 2 years ago that were related to running. And it really wasn't that many. There were about a dozen, I think. And now, take a look. there are dozens, literally, and there are new ones every couple of weeks, and I think it's fantastic, because the more people that are willing to put themselves out there like you are and share themselves via the podcast network, and therefore encourage other folks to do the same and get out there, enjoy the immeasurable benefits of running in an active lifestyle, it's just fantastic. The growth is wonderful. We could never have too many. I count you among my friends, Roland, and thank you for your support of Run Digger Run, and congrats, 50 episodes. That's a big deal. Here's to 50 more, my friend. Take care. Bye-bye.
I'm glad to have you with me. Check out my blog at the20minuterunner.blogspot.com, the20runner.blogspot.com. From the blog, you can send me an email, you can subscribe to the podcast through iTunes or your favorite podcatcher or feed reader, take the monthly survey, or simply look at photographs of recent races and peruse the past episodes of the podcast, including being able to listen to those episodes if you'd like. Remember, all of the music used in this episode can be found at the blog. All music is used under Creative Commons license. It's been great having you with me this week, and I look forward to seeing you again in 7 or 8 days. Until then, I hope your running's going well, and as always, thanks for sharing some of the road with me. My name is Roland, and I am the 20-Minute Runner.